Judges 16, 18 and following. 2 weeks ago, as we read the first 17 verses, if you remember, we began to consider this third woman who Samson had fallen prey to. He obviously had a weakness for women. We see Delilah's attempts to bring him down. Here we find that she has obviously found out from him what is the power of, or secret of his power. And so we're going to see her betrayal, and in verses 18 through 21, what the Philistines did to him. And then in verses 22 through 30, what he did to the Philistines in his death. Judges 16, 18 through 31. Let us hear God's word. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, "Come up this once, for he hath showed me all his heart." Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. And she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, "The Philistines be upon thee, Samson." And he awoke out of his sleep and said, "I will go out as at other times before and shake myself." And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house. Howbeit the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. Then the lords of the Philistines gathered them together for to offer a great sacrifice unto Dagon, their god, and to rejoice. For they said, "Our God hath delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hand." When the people saw him, they praised their God, for they said, "Our God hath delivered into our hands our enemy, and the destroyer of our country, which slew many of us." And it came to pass, when their hearts were merry, that they said, "Call for Samson, that he may make us sport." And they called for Samson out of the prison house, and he made them sport, and they set him between the pillars. And Samson said unto the lad that held him by the hand, "Suffer me that I may feel the pillars whereupon the house standeth, that I may lean upon them." Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there. And there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women that beheld while Samson made sport. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, "O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee. Only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my 2 eyes." And Samson took hold of the 2 middle pillars upon which the house stood, and on which it was borne up, of the one with his right hand and the other with his left. And Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. Then his brethren and all the house of his father came down and took him and brought him up and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the burying place of Manoah his father. And he judged Israel 20 years. That ends the reading of God's holy and inspired word. Just as several comments on this passage. We see what the Philistines did to Samson, but we recognize that Samson really was responsible for what they did to him. We're reminded of Proverbs 23:27, a whore is a deep ditch, and clearly Samson fell into a deep ditch. We see Delilah making sure in verse 18 that she was paid for her betrayal. We see what course she took. She befriended him. He obviously trusted in her, And yet the Scriptures say we should put no confidence in a guide. We also see what little concern he had for himself. That he didn't realize that the burden of his guilt would be much more significant than the burden of his hairdo. He failed to recognize that the Lord had departed from him when he awoke. Now remember in Micah 6:8 we're told to walk humbly with our God. And Samson had failed to recognize that the Lord had departed from him. We see the advantages that the Philistines took. I think it's likely that they kept him alive to make sport of him. It's also possible that Delilah had reached some agreement with him that they would keep him alive. But they do poke out his eyes. And remember, his eyes were the inlet of his sin, his great weakness for women. But his hair begins to grow back. And then we see what he did to them. And Matthew Henry, in his commentary, suggests that his prayer for strength indicates a level of repentance, that he's come to recognize that he's failed in this matter, but wants to do what is right, wants to speak or act for God in the destruction of many of these Philistines. Remember, the lords of the Philistines are there. So this is the great group of the leadership, the hierarchy, the very highest of the Philistine leadership. But he obviously has his hair growing back, and God uses him to destroy the enemies of God's people. And so I think we can see that at some level the Lord is pleased with him and prepared to use him again to bring down his enemies. We see how insolent the Philistines were. They worshiped their false god Dagon. Children, the false god Dagon was pictured as like a man's chest and face connected to a fish's body, something akin to maybe a mermaid, if you've seen that. But that's the false god that these people were worshiping. They believed this false god had delivered Samson, rather than seeing that God had delivered Samson into their eyes. They also made sport of Samson, who was God's man, and was the king, or at least the judge of Israel. But we also see how they were then destroyed. They were destroyed when they were secure and merry and jovial. They were having a wild party. They were profaning the Lord by worshiping Dagon, a false god. They were making sport of an Israelite, and a unique Israelite at that. And then we see how they were destroyed. They were destroyed because Samson prays, and God answers his prayer. And he had this opportunity to bring down in his death more than we're told he brought down in all his life. Remember, he killed quite a number of the Philistines by God's permission and God's authority. And so he does here. And then in verse 31, we have this last account of his burial. And if you notice, his burying place is in the burying place of his father. So you see some the passing down of burial places and burial being very important to the Jews and it also being connected to family relations. And then we're reminded again that Samson judged for 20 years. In the life of Samson, we basically have the prelude to his rule and we have the postlude to his rule. We really have very little told to us of his 20-year reign that we can assume was a prosperous reign and a reign that was prosperous for the people of God. But we leave him at this point to now move on in the book of Judges.